toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark will be joining us shortly here. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I'm going to start things out by going right into your phone calls. And coming up, some old ladies have been raided. We'll explain what happened there. But first, we go to Mike in New Hampshire. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind tonight?
You guys have been reporting on the recent activity in Keene where Sam has been arrested and is still in jail because he's not cooperating.
That's correct. Co-host on this show, also documentarian at obscuredtruth.com. Sam is still in the Westmoreland County Jail, or the Cheshire County Jail in Westmoreland, and that's where he's been since Monday when he was arrested for attempting to video record in a courtroom lobby. So he wasn't actually even in the courtroom, just in the lobby trying to record with his video camera, and they arrested him. Now he's been charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest. He's been charged with possession without a serial number, which they're alleging that I presume that means they're alleging his video camera was stolen. And they're also, let's see, what was the fourth charge? The fourth charge was refusing to process. So there's a little bit of information I've got to share, but go ahead, Mike, with your thoughts.
That refusing to process one is kind of surprising to me, too, because Russell and Lauren and I think Kat never processed, and I didn't while, and I'd never heard of this charge before.
They make them up as they go. They make them up as they go.
Yeah, it's very arbitrary. That I have learned. I did want to mention, though, that the website Mail to Jail, mail-to-jail.com, will send letters to Sam in jail for free, so you don't have to pay. If you wanted to communicate with him and let him know that you appreciate his efforts, that you support him, that he's not alone,
you could do that. It's a great service that you've put together. You're the guy behind the scenes that's doing all the work. And like you say, you're doing it free to the end user, but it's still costing you money because you're the one buying the stamps.
Right, that's not really so important. I mean, I've been in jail for a very short period of time, and I know that it's very, very helpful to know, personally, to know that there are people outside thinking of you and supporting you and doing things to get you out and safe. And just the fact that the jailers receive phone calls and receive letters about you, they know that they are being watched, and they can't treat you as badly as they might otherwise do. So I just think it's very important to get letters in. So right. If anyone's interested in helping Sam, please go to mailtojail.com.
So your system makes it really easy. You don't have to pay for it, though there is a donation link, and I certainly recommend that if you've got a few bucks that people should send it over your way because it makes it really easy. I mean, it takes all the work out of sending a letter to somebody who's in jail. It's mail-to-jail.com. So basically you just type up your letter there, and then, Mike, you'll print it out behind the scenes. You'll put it in an envelope, and you'll address it. You'll stamp it. You'll do all of that work just to get that letter out to whoever it is that it's intended to go to, and in this case it's Sam, our friend and co-host, who is currently behind bars.
Right.
It's a great service, and I thank you for it. Did you have anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Actually, I might as well just pimp one other website that's a more lighter side of things, and that is, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
nhbrassballs.com, and it's a site that we put together to just kind of reward tongue-in-cheek activists who have expressed much courage, extraordinary courage in their fight for freedom.
NHBrassballs.com.
I've got it up here. It's red background, too.
Right.
Very good. All right, Mike. Well, thank you so much for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for everything that you do out there. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So just, I guess, quick update on what's going on with Sam. It was this morning that Ivy, who's one of the Free Staters here, she and her husband Bill were both recently attacked by the state government up here in New Hampshire, and so she kind of became a bit of a legal legal eagle, if you will, as a in a response to that, because she had to learn how to defend herself. Because she, I don't know, not to get into details on her case, because it's gone and over with at this point. But she came down here to Keene from Grafton to help out. She went into the jail saying, telling the jail that she was Sam's legal assistant, and that apparently allowed her to get an appointment scheduled with him for 9 o'clock this morning. She went down there, and they claim that
Sam... Yeah, there was a certain amount of backing up going on by CD Evolution at cdevolution.org.
That's right, CD Evolution helped pay to bring her down here.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's free in this world, you know?
Right. So she gave her time and efforts today, and CD Evolution paid her gas bill, basically, and certainly didn't pay her a lawyer's fee or something. So she gave of her time and herself to come down here and help out Sam today. She went to the jail, and they claimed that they had set up a room for her, that she could see Sam, and then they also then claimed that Sam was not coming down. So that says to me that...
It seems so strange to me. I'm trying to put that together. If you've been in jail 2 or 3 days, it mm-hmm. would seem to me that you'd go down and see anyone who wanted to come see you.
You would think. I don't know. Maybe they didn't tell him who it was.
Likely, it seems to me, likely what it is that they require something of him that he doesn't wish to do, some kind of compliance in order to be able to go. Well, you're going to have to tell us your name. How do we know this is who it's for? She says she's here to
that
see Sam. So who's Sam? Are you Sam? That kind of thing. And that's the best I can come up with, is that they're trying to extract some kind of compliance out of him. It's going to be a long, hard stay for him if he doesn't get some kind of compliance going.
They did claim that that he was upstairs, which tells me that he's either in some sort of maximum security situation or he's in population, one or the other. So it sounds like they've moved him out of the holding cells on the first floor and have moved him upstairs. And indeed, Ivy said that she looked around the first floor area where she was. And when you're standing at the window in this particular jail, you can see the holding cells. So she said she didn't see Sam. In any of those. I tried calling the jail to try to ascertain what his status was as to whether or not he'd been classified and placed in population or if he was in solitary. And when you call the jail, and by the way, if you want to call the jail, I'm sure they'd love to hear from you mm-hmm. and, share how you feel with them. Can call the jail.
What's the point in sharing with, some functionary CO, correctional officer, how you feel about Sam?
I don't know. It was a general statement about what you could do when you called. You could call and ask questions. You could share how you feel. You could.
Shouldn't you call the clerk of courts for Chester County?
You should call all of the above. You should call the police. You should call the district court. You should call the jail. It's only 3 phone calls, and all the details are at sam.jailedactivist.info. As far as you calling up and telling them how you feel, I think that's completely legitimate. It lets these folks know that people out there care about one of their prisoners.
And they're watching.
And they care enough to pick up the phones and say something about it.
I don't know. I mean, it seems so silly to bother. So I just think of the correctional officers that I've worked with throughout the years and how pointless it is to tell one of those people what you think about, them incarcerating someone. They're not incarcerating anyone.
Yes, they are.
No, they
are the ones who are doing it.
Do you know what kind of felony it would be if one of those correctional officers decided, I just got a phone call and it was so convincing, I'm going to let you out, Sam?
I understand that.
But you know what? If people within the jail know that Sam is well loved, they're probably more likely maybe to treat him a little better, knowing that people are watching.
I'm for that. Or maybe they're going to be so irritated with all the calls they get from screaming harpies saying, "You should not Sam now," that they spit in his food. It's just as possible, right?
Man, it's just spit. I didn't have any problems when I was in there, and there were phone calls being made to the jail when I was there, and nobody gave me any issues or any guff because of it.
But I guess to address that, it just means be civil, be gentlemanly if so applies.
Always.
And
good advice.
Yeah, and don't start throwing the F-bomb at them. Try to be civil about it. Try to be nice, and then maybe you'll get farther.
So they're keeping our friend Sam there until further notice. Ivy had gone down to the court also today, and she kind of ascertained what the situation was there. Apparently there's been an order issued from the judge in the case, and I don't have a copy of it in front of me, but based on what she told me earlier, they've set a bail at $10,000 cash only for Sam. They said they would have given him personal recognizance had he played along with their system, but apparently, he's not cooperating with them. So
right now, a bail is to ensure that people return, and that's what's the point in just upping his bail as punishment?
800. Well, we don't know what his bail was before.
They said they would have released him on ROR.
Right. Okay.
So his bail was ROR.
800-259-9231. They're punishing him, Mark, for not participating in their little system. That's what they're doing. And it's we'll come back with more, the latest on this and your calls as well about anything. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. And what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. All right, so we continue here. Just to give you a few more updates on the Sam situation, our co-host and friend and documentarian from ObscureTruth.com, Sam, is currently in jail, and he has been there since Monday afternoon when he was arrested for trying to record in a public court lobby. And they're punishing him for not obeying any of their diktats, any of their system, by demanding that he stay in jail until he asks them for an arraignment.
So there's no law against doing that, is there, in a lobby of a public place?
I don't know. I mean, it's supposedly a public place, so if you've got the First Amendment freedom of speech and freedom of the press, you'd think that somebody with a camera should be allowed in there. The courtroom rules here in New Hampshire say that people with cameras should be allowed in.
Right. There's no law against filming in the lobby of a courthouse. And also, I'd like to point out, it's not a courthouse. It's a city office building that happens to have some courtrooms in it. The simple fact that there is a courtroom in a building does not make that building a courthouse. It's full of city offices. Downstairs is where you get your driver's license and, you know, you can pay your taxes, all kinds of stuff going on in this building. So that's nonsense, and you know, their best excuse, which doesn't mean that they can make up laws that people have to follow on the spot. If they had a law in this case, they would have charged him with breaking that law, but they didn't. They charged him with disorderly conduct. Here's a little hint to all the people that work for the government. If you have to charge someone with disorderly conduct, you're probably breaking the law.
Good point, because he wasn't breaking a law, so why would they go up and say to him, get out of here with the camera, when it's not illegal to have
a camera? The judge managed to make his own law. He wrote stuff down on a piece of paper. This is how laws are made. You write stuff down on a piece of paper, and it becomes a law that men with guns will enforce. That's a threat of violence.
I am Oz!
That's exactly what happened. I mean, essentially, this judge, and Sam even pointed out, and you can hear the audio over at freekeen.com, but Sam even pointed out to the head bailiff, he said, hey, is this the ordinance, or is this the order that you're following? He said, yes, that's the order. Well, it doesn't even have a signature on it. So it's just a piece of paper with some words on it. The judge didn't even bother signing it. Not that that would make it any more legitimate in my mind, but in some people's minds that might make a difference. And so Sam was pointing that legitimate point out, and of course that made no difference to the bailiffs. They went ahead and arrested him anyway. So Ivy went down and talked to the people at the court today. They said that it's a $10,000 cash-only bail, that they would have given him release on recognizance had he asked for an arraignment or come down to the arraignment, but he was refusing to process, refusing to cooperate, so they set it at $10,000. Also, the order that the judge wrote up apparently says that they were going to attempt to assign him to a public defender. So even though he had not indicated anything about what his preferences were, they just decided they were going to go ahead and give him a public defender. And then the public defender, of course, according to Ivy, can do whatever he wants to do on Sam's behalf. Even though Sam hadn't given him any kind of permission to represent him, if the judge decided to assign the public defender to Sam, then the public defender could go in and, you know, put in a plea of guilty or something like that if he'd wanted to. I mean, I don't know exactly what their parameters are, but essentially that defender, that government bureaucrat, could then act on Sam's behalf without Sam's permission. So none of us who are the activists here in New Hampshire have had the opportunity to speak with our friend yet, so we don't really know what his intentions were. I know that when he was arrested, he had a plan to be arrested, but he never shared with anybody, to my knowledge, what his plan was once he got arrested. So presuming we know what Sam is, we know a little bit about Sam's preferences, we're pretty sure he doesn't want to hire himself a lawyer. So we were kind of, Ivy was kind of concerned about this, and she was asking me about it earlier today, and she said, well, you know, essentially the point is he doesn't want a lawyer, but is he going to want the state's lawyer? Probably not. So what we decided to have her do was to put in a, you know what, I should have written down the legal terminology. Anyway, I think it's an appearance or something like that, where she goes and files for an appearance where she can appear on his behalf, basically. So essentially, she, even though she's not a lawyer, here in New Hampshire, you can have somebody basically represent you who isn't a lawyer. It's truly, it's kind of a nice thing, I guess. And so she said she could go and file for that appearance, and that would essentially block the court from assigning him to a public defender. So I think that that was kind of a safe thing to do. Even if it turns out that Sam doesn't want any help from Ivy, or if he doesn't want any of that, he probably would want the definitely not want the state-appointed attorney on his side. So at least if Ivy goes in and puts herself in as representation, then a few things can be done without Sam necessarily having to be involved. And if Sam eventually decides, well, I didn't want you guys to do any of that stuff, he has no obligation to accept help from her.
Right.
Whereas this state-appointed attorney could just go in and do all kinds of things without his permission. At least that's as how I understood what was communicated to me.
Like sell him down the river. Because all attorneys, whether they're public or even private, are officers of the court.
That's correct. They've sworn an allegiance to the court, to the state.
Before their client.
Correct. So they will act to protect the system before they will protect their client. If what they're planning on doing puts the system in jeopardy, their allegiance is primarily with the system.
What a great legal system.
Yeah, it's sick. So that's where things lie today. Ivy went in there. She filed that. There might have been a motion for, you know what, she'll have to call and explain what it was that she did today because I don't remember exactly. But nonetheless, we're still doing our best to get our friend Sam out of jail. And you can help out by going to sam.jailedactivist.info. There's some contact phone numbers there. Call the police department. Talk to the prosecutor. He's the guy that started all of this. Call the district court. Talk to them. They're the people that are backing him up. I mean, they're all working together to oppress the activism movement here in Keene, New Hampshire, and specifically New Hampshire at large. They think they can crack down on the activists. They think that this is going to make their problems go away, and they're wrong. Because the harder they crack down, the more this news is going to get out. And the more the news gets out, the more people are going to say to themselves, you know, I'm going to come to New Hampshire sooner rather than later. I've already seen posts from people on the internet who have been saying just that.
You know, it's funny. I've been reading about some of the history of the Quakers, and as they cracked down on these peace activists, that's what Quakers were,
mm-hmm. And are
these peaceful people? Yeah, are.
Are you a Quaker now, Mark?
I am.
Right. And he converted this week.
I guess it was Sunday, so early this week, maybe Saturday night. They all that ever happened was they increased their ranks. People converted. People, mm-hmm. you know, came in. So as the government cracks down on peace activists, all they do is increase.
Exactly. And if you want to check out more on this case, if you want to see the video, listen to the audio, go to freekeen.com. Plus, you can also get a whole bunch of reasons to move here to Keene at move.freekeen.com if you are considering that. And, of course, there are 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. Maybe Keene doesn't really float your boat because there's a lot of other activism going on all across the state. You can get 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, which I believe is being updated. It should be updated real soon to a brand new version at freestateproject.org. More coming up. Your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 Fit Leg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. All right, so we continue here taking your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll talk to Brian in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. I have a couple of things. First of all, Ian, you did mention in the first segment there that Ivy coming down was a her gas money was paid by the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
That is correct. CDEvolution.org is a way for our listeners to get involved and help contribute to that.
I just wanted to point out that this is the first dispersal from that fund, and I think it's it was a good first one. The few dollars that it paid in gas money was leveraged a thousand times in the experience that this person has in dealing with these thugs. So that's the kind of thing that the CD Evolution Fund is designed to do. You know, leverage the activists that are out there.
So speaking of thugs, Brian, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, about a month ago, we had a raid on our horse farm here, and they took 12 of our horses and didn't tell us anything. Well, we got them back today. So
all of them?
All of them back but one. I think we got one back last week. I'm not sure why just one. I know she was pretty feisty. My guess is they just didn't want to handle her anymore. But we got the rest of them, except for one today. They're still an old stallion that they're keeping for some reason. But, yeah, they're all back here, so we're just kind of waiting for the next phase of this whole thing. Now, if people have been following, my wife Heidi has been charged with neglect, misdemeanor, cruelty to animals, they say, because they say these horses were not healthy according to their standards.
Well, why did they give him back then?
I'm sorry?
I said, why did they give him back if she was allegedly guilty of this?
Well, yeah, I mean, she's an animal abuser, right? I mean, they're claiming she's an animal abuser, except they took 12 horses, but they left 17. So, you know, what kind of due diligence is that? We don't know about that. They won't say anything. We did, though, get the discovery documents last Friday. The affidavit, I think it's, I don't know, still sealed. I have it now. I mean, I don't really know what this discovery documents are. It's all of their, you know, what they base the search warrant on and what they base the investigation on and the probable cause and everything like that. And I thought it was a nosy neighbor or a, you know, nosy bureaucrat or the SPCA. You know, they wouldn't tell us. So, you know, we had all these theories that, of who it was,
but wasn't it
was really
the veterinarian
surprised
was
us, and we're still trying to figure out how to deal with that.
Well, can you give us some information? I know the veterinarian was that came and examined them was the same one that your wife had been using.
Well, she hired him once. I mean, to come up and take care of a horse who had been kicked. No, the person who filed the complaint was actually a fellow Free Stater. Someone whom we hired last year in order to help us care for the horses. And, you know, it was her job to make sure the horses were taken care of. And, you know, Heidi's working full-time at her programmer job. And this person was, you know, living on our land in exchange for, you know, taking care of the horses. And, you know, she decided that the horses were being taken care of and used the gun of the state to, you know, deal with a personal issue that she had with Heidi.
Did she talk to you about this before she did it?
No. No. I mean, she'd been complaining a lot about, you know, the state of things. And I said, well, what do you need? I mean, tell me what you need. You need this or that. And I got her some stuff. But, you know, apparently that wasn't enough. And actually, she had been... I guess the issue comes down to different philosophies about care of the horses. Heidi has, you know, different ways of dealing with the horses, like feeding them grain from our brewery, which is perfectly healthy and, in fact, better in a lot of ways for the horses. And, you know, things like that, just degrees of care. And that was kind of the issue that between them.
So let me see if I got this straight. You're saying that your wife, Heidi, had hired this caretaker. The caretaker disagreed with some of the methods of taking care of the horses, and she expressed those to you. You, I guess, you know, you continued to have this disagreement, but she didn't indicate that it was serious enough to where she was going to quit her job or anything like that, but she then ended up going ahead and allegedly snitching on you guys to the government people and then ends up quitting her job anyway?
Yeah, you know, a week after she did this, I didn't know it was her. I thought it was somebody else, you know, but as soon as we got all these documents, it was her who went down and you know, talked. She first called the SPCA, and the SPCA guy met with the police here, and you know, that gave them what they needed for a search warrant.
Hmm. Wow. I mean, it's hard for me to comment on this.
Yeah, it sounds
one,
like
Brian,
an unfortunate situation.
Because I like everybody that's involved, and I'm surprised that somebody who considers themselves a free stater, somebody who's independent in that way, who understands that the state is force, it is violence, would do something like something that would bring force, the force of the state, down upon you guys. I mean... you know, if she had an issue with the way you were treating the horses, I would think that there would be different ways to handle that. Am I wrong about that? Would there have been a better way to handle this than to go to the men with guns? I mean,
I think there's an infinite number of better ways to do it before initiating force. You know, we just moved here, and there are some, you know, we had that ice storm, and we tried to fix everything as quickly as we could. You know, the some of the fences were injured. We put those back up. There was hard to find hay. We managed to get some hay, but we paid a lot for it this winter. So, yeah, I mean, there were some issues that happened this winter, but I thought we were dealing with them. I thought that, you know, the horses were, you know, taken care of. I mean, if you look at any horse in New Hampshire through this winter, it probably doesn't have as much weight on as you'd like, but hardly in imminent danger, which is their word for, you know, we got to get in there and do some desperate measures.
Right. Right. I mean, horses are animals that have been living outside for a long time. I mean, I don't know this whole three-sided structure thing. I don't know what was going on there, but it's kind of, I don't know. I must say I'm torn too.
Well, it also probably was difficult trying to transport all those horses across the country and trying to keep their weight up then in transportation. Then they get there and they have to acclimate to a new state, a new climate, new environment. It's not that easy. So they should have cut you a little bit of slack for that.
Well, you know, especially if the person, you know, responsible or tasked with taking care of them is having disagreements on how they're taken care of. Now, we keep all this thing on the farm. I mean, I didn't bring it up. You know, it was our motto is what goes on the farm stays on the farm, just because, you know, it's nobody else's business. But, you know, now that this has opened up and we found out that this person is not beyond using the force of the government to, you know, settle her personal issues, you know, it all comes out, and I hate it. I don't like it to come out. It's nobody's business. But now, you know, everybody's naked here, and you know, everybody's shocked about this whole thing.
Well, and some of the allegations seemed pretty serious, Brian. I mean, the allegations that were flying around on the internet were there were worms in the horses, and that they were so skinny that you could stick your hand between their ribs or something like that. I mean, just kind of all kinds of allegations.
Well, it seems to me that there's got to be some truth on both sides of it, right? Like, somebody's got to be exaggerating, and, you know, like, I just can't trust. I'm one to take the middle road.
Well, like I said, I like all the people that are involved on a personal basis. I can't say I know everybody real well, so it's all coming as a kind of a surprise to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If you don't mind hanging on a bit, Brian, I want to bring it back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What are some of the ways that you think this situation could have been handled absent getting the state involved?
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4100. 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind, toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And you can do that, get on board and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, all at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, talking with Brian, he is one of the Free Staters that has moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And you're somebody who had the dedication to pick up your whole life, your family, and your dozens of horses. And how many horses do you have, Brian?
Well, today, let's see, 28, 29.
Okay, so dozens is accurate then. So you picked up dozens of horses and you moved them across the country to come here to New Hampshire, where you were making a brand new home for yourself here. And then all of a sudden, the SPCA shows up, steals a dozen of your horses, not all of them, but a dozen of them. And basically says you're being accused, or your wife is being accused, of hoarding horses and not treating them well, and you know, not feeding them enough, and all kinds of horrific allegations. I myself had never been out to your property before, but a number of other activists have been out there. And I don't imagine they all inspected all of your horses, but a lot of the comments were very positive towards how healthy the horses looked out there. But then on the other side of that, one of the people that made the allegations against your horses, which according to you ended up turning out to be the caretaker of the horses,
said that the horses were far underweight and that that you could stick your hand in between the ribs or something like that. I don't know if those were exactly her allegations, but later on, that's what some of the people claimed who had taken care of the horses after the state agents came in and stole them from you, and then they distributed them to other horse farms around the area. So the allegations were ranging in a wide variety. It was hard to really understand who was telling the truth about what. But as you pointed out here, Brian, if your wife really is a horse abuser, what are they doing sending the 12 horses back to her? Or in this case, 11 of them have come back, and there's only one that still remains out. If she's dangerous, if these horses are in a dangerous place, in a dangerous environment, why are they giving them back? It's just all so confusing to me, and knowing you, as not that I know you too well, but having spent some time with you and liking you on a personal level and respecting you, your business sense, and appreciating you as an activist, I also like the lady that was complaining about you as well, and I find it very difficult to deal with this situation. And I feel like jumping to the state was really unnecessary on her part. Even if she really believed the horses were being abused, I feel like maybe a campaign of ostracism or first of all, talking to you would be the way to go about it. You said that did happen to some extent, but I guess your wife and her came to some sort of an impasse as far as they both had a difference on how to philosophies on how to bring up horses, and it became an impasse. But it seems like something else could have been done after that, instead of bringing men with guns in to steal the horses. And I would love to hear some ideas as to what that midpoint could have been that apparently was jumped over.
Well, first of all, you know, I don't see how anybody could say that Heidi is an abuser of animals. I mean, we paid a lot of money to get the caretaker on here, and paid her rent, her utilities, her internet. To take care of these horses. I mean, an animal abuser doesn't have an on-site caretaker, taking care of the animals.
It does seem
but
rare.
Heidi does things in a way that some breeders don't do. Like, for instance, you mentioned worms just before the break. Babies get worms. That's just what happens. All horses, all babies seem to have, not all of them, it's very common for horses to have worms. There were 5 babies. They all had worms. 3 of them didn't have worms. A couple of them had a little more persistent worms. And so Heidi uses this thing, doesn't use the expensive, what's called butte or something like that. And she uses diatomaceous earth. And it's a Wayne might know about this. It's a homeopathic, an annihilator of parasites. It's perfectly harmless to the horse, but it just does a really good job of killing it. Well, our caretaker said, that's not how we do it in the big show barns. And Heidi said, do it anyway. This is the way I want it done. She refused to even get the stuff off the trailer. So, that's the kind of thing that we're dealing with. And, like I said before, it's all on the farm, I didn't go out and publicize this. get the diatomaceous earth there and get rid of these worms. So now instead of doing that, she brings the force of the government down saying, oh, these horses have worms. So I think it's ironic that the caretaker of the horses is calling the government because the horses are being taken care of.
Wow.
Yes, interesting, isn't it? And by the way, diatomaceous earth can be sprinkled around the foundation of your house to keep bugs out, too.
I've had some experience with diatomaceous earth in the past. When my family had a dog back in the 1990s, we had a big tick and flea infestation, and they've heard about this diatomaceous earth, and what it essentially is was described to me is just little tiny little pieces of glass that are so small that they don't do anything to humans, but if a tick or a flea or something comes into contact with it, basically impales the little parasite. So we put the stuff down in the yard and in the house as well.
You don't want to breathe the dust. It's not good for your lungs.
Maybe I'm wrong. It was a long time ago. Maybe they didn't put it in the house, but I thought they did. And they put it down all around the yard at the very least, and that took care of that problem. I mean, it was amazing.
Well, yeah, another problem, and now I get to put in a plug for my beer. I'm an investor in the First Free Stater Brewery, the Manchester Brewing Company. Sorry, Mark, I'll send you an advertising check. But we get the spent grains from the brewery, a couple times a week. they come back, they, you know, they're wet, they have to be fed right away. If they sit around for a while, they start to get a little, you know, get a little funky.
Mm-hmm.
So you feed them right away. But they're very, very good for the horses.
Sure.
But, you know, the caretaker said, well, you know, we don't do it that way in the big show barns. And it was a real push to get these grains, you know, fed out to the horses. So Heidi had to end up doing it. So it's things like that that it was just always pushback, always pushback, always pushback. And, you know, Heidi just ended up saying, okay, if you don't want to do this, you don't do that, water and feed them. Well, in the end, for the last month, her boyfriend was watering and feeding. So, you know, wow. This is the kind of thing. And all it would have taken was, hey, Brian, you know, I'm at my wit's end. I think that there's a problem here. Or go on the board saying, hey, you know, these guys aren't taking care of their horses for whatever reason, and let's talk about it. But the first thing, she goes down to the SPCA, she gets the guns of the state involved. So, yeah, I think we should have been ostracized for abusing animals if you know, that would be the...
If that's what was going on. Right now, everything's still locked down, although you did get some discovery. I mean, if I were approaching it, as far as ostracizing is concerned, presuming that the allegations are true, and I don't know, I've never been to the farm, so I don't know, and I'm certainly not a horse expert, but let's presume the allegations were true and that these horses were starving and that even though she was the caretaker, it somehow wasn't her fault, then, you know, she could have photographed the horses and put those photos online and said, hey, look here, look at what these, you know, horse abusers are doing. Isn't this awful? And I've not seen anything like that. Certainly not before the raid occurred. I think some pictures of some other horses came out just to kind of... I think somebody posted some pictures on the internet, on the NHFree.com, of what the horse scales are. There's like a 1 through 5 scale as far as the thinness of the horse or something like that, how much weight they have on them, 5 being obese and 1 being, you know, really, really underweight. And so they were alleging that the horses that were confiscated were, you know, a number 1. But I don't think anybody ever showed any pictures of your horses, and I think that would have been a pretty persuasive ostracism technique, just to, you know, put those out there and say, look what these folks are doing.
Well, the concern there might have been, perhaps, like, I'm just speculating here, and I'm with you, it would seem like ostracism would be the way to go, but I wasn't there, and you know, don't know, is maybe perhaps she was trying to do it surreptitiously and didn't want to. Like, I don't know.
That's the problem, though.
Yeah, that's
the problem.
Problem
is the going behind somebody's back and calling a group of men with guns to come and enforce your will on somebody. And, you know, when I look at this situation, Brian, I think, well, what would stop somebody from coming in and taking my cats from me? Julia and I have a couple of cats, and I'm sure there are lots of cat lovers out there that would disagree with how we train our cats.
Cat's obese. There's no doubt about it. My cat is morbidly obese, and somebody could decide that my cat is being abused because I feed him too much.
Somebody could decide that my cat is being abused.
There's horses and there's cats, and they apply the same principle to kids, too.
Yeah.
If you don't treat your kids the way that some ideal is, then they can come in and take them. It's the same exact thing. So my horses today, your kids tomorrow.
Thank you, Brian, for the update tonight. I know that your wife is still facing dozens of charges, or at least over 10 charges in this particular case, and that part of this case is not over yet. I know that there's a legal situation afoot, and there's very little that you can say in regards to that, but I hope you'll keep us up to date as to what goes on with all of this, will you? As best you can?
Sure.
Thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.